Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I wrote this book for you.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gene Greisman back on the show. Dr. Gene Greisman is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a bunch of books, including my favorite, one of my top three or four favorite books in my whole library, The Words Lincoln Lived By, 52 Timeless Principles to Light Your Path, plus many other books, including Time Tactics of Very Successful People. He is an Emmy-winning producer for the Turner system from In Another Life, and he's our good friend, Gene Greisman. Welcome back to the show.
Yes, I'm glad to be with you, and I just want to begin this show by complimenting you and reinforcing what you were saying about the age of the customer. I think you're absolutely right. I think that it is a profound change that's taking place in American society. I see it more and more every day. I can go to an app on my smartphone, and I can learn about businesses. I can look at reviews. In fact, there's almost nothing I buy now that I don't check out a review
right.
of that product or that service. And I can tell you also, I've done some Lincoln presentations and consulting for the DoubleTree chain, and I learned working with their top management, that they instruct their people every day to go to TripAdvisor to see what people
see
have
what said,
about,
said. Yeah. Yeah.
about their property and respond to it.
Absolutely.
So and you by the really way, on something. It's a change.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Gene. And by the way, folks, one other thing that I almost always stick in, I just forgot this time. I don't know why, but Gene is one of the top Lincoln portrayers in the world, and does that all over the place. He does his one man presentations of where he portrays Lincoln, and so you can find that all at his website, presidentlincoln.com. Hey, Gene, one of the things that you've been great about, and have you've learned about, and taught other people about over the years, is how to communicate their message, how to communicate their ideas. You've got some thoughts on that. You know, we're talking about. You mentioned the age of the customer, connecting with customers. In the age of the customer is different than it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
That is exactly right. Whenever I do my Lincoln portrayal, most of the time, I'll do the first part in character, in costume, as Lincoln. And then I often will do a follow-up seminar in which I talk about specific ways we can use Lincoln's ideas. And one of those ways is to be a bit more effective communicator. I often quote, it's a quotation that's often attributed to Pericles, and it's this, he who cannot communicate his ideas stands at the same level as he who has no ideas.
That's
a profound idea. What does it matter if you have the best product or the best service in your state if nobody knows or nobody believes it?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be able to communicate. And in fact, when I talk about Lincoln, when we look back at his accomplishments, one reason he was so successful was not that he knew the law, and he was a good lawyer. He tried over 5,000 cases. It was that he became an effective communicator. And once he became president, I think a lot of people lose sight of this. The main thing that a president can do, he has to be a persuader. He has to convince people of a certain path.
Mm-hmm.
And great presidents are great persuaders. And he was a great persuader. In fact, I see persuading as the essence of sales. If you're selling, you're persuading people that, one, your product or your service is good, and two, that a person ought to use it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also, he conveyed more than points and facts. He conveyed ideas. And
yep.
And that's something else I think is going to be is more important now than ever before. Today, you're not just selling a product or a service. You're selling the idea of doing business with a company like yours. That's another big part of this, and that's the kind of thing I think we can. That's the kind of thing we can learn from Mr. Lincoln too. Gene, did I say that? I said it right? Right? PresidentLincoln.com.
Yes, that is right. PresidentLincoln.com.
So check out all of Gene's stuff there. He and I will be right back. More to come after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, 2010. Stay with us.
Even when times get rough and you had enough, you still gotta try.
That's right.
Do it no matter.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.